Good day, podcast audience. Hey, this is your guy, Kenny Hodge, and welcome back to the Kenny Hodge Postal Podcast. Today, we're going to talk Article 12 because there is a situation that's happening now, current, live, in Columbus, Ohio, where management decided to close down an operation in one of their plants, the FSS operation. They closed it down in Citygate. They closed it down in Twin Rivers and brought all the employees to Citygate. Now, my reason for talking about Article 12 today is I'm trying to stimulate interest in mail handlers so that when situations arrive, especially if it affects you, that I can encourage you to pick up your contract. And you know what? We're not going to try to read the whole contract. We're going to read the portion of the contract that involves what's happening right now. And that portion today is Article 12. Now, you have to understand, if you are a regular career employee in Twin Rivers, and what the post office did was they abolished your position. And it's very important that you follow along with words like abolishment, because when we look at Article 12, Article 12 covers multiple reasons for accessing employees. You have to understand, if you read the entire article, a lot of it may not apply to your situation. And in this case, we're talking about abolishment of positions. And we're going to utilize Article 12 because it's important that employees know what's going on. And is it proper or is it done in decency and in order? Before we go too far, I want to give you the definition of three words that I want you to hold on to so you understand the conversation. One of those words, and I'm coming right out of our national agreement, Article 12, point 2, D7, D8, and D9, abolishment. Abolishment is a management decision to reduce the number of occupied duty assignments in an established section and or installation. A revision is a management decision to reduce the number of duty assignments in an installation when such duty assignments are vacant. Now, if you don't pay attention to what you just heard, you might think you heard the same thing twice. Well, no. One of the differences between a revision and an abolishment, a revision is the duty assignments are vacant. An abolishment is there's somebody working there and management says, we don't need that anymore. So remember, if you're working and management says, I don't need that position anymore, that's what we call abolishment of a position. If you're working, they put a bid up, no one bids on it, now it goes residual. Management can revert or do a revision on that because it's vacant. Important that you understand that. A residual vacancy, a duty assignment that remains vacant after the completion of the voluntary bidding process. You put a bid up, no one bids on it, that is now a residual vacancy. Period. No one, two, three, four times. No, you post that job, you are no successful bidders, that becomes a residual vacancy. And I want you to remember that because when I talk to you about the movement or the exodus out of Twin Rivers, if you are unassigned regular, residual vacancies are going to be very important for you to understand, was it offered to you if they existed? Now, we're going back into the contract. Meet me at Article 12.3B11. And it reads as follows. An unassigned full-time employee may bid on full-time duty assignments posted for bid by employees in the mail handler craft. An unassigned full-time employee, which is all the mail handlers in Twin Rivers who weren't forced to bid, that's what you are, an unassigned full-time employee. An unassigned full-time employee may be assigned to any vacant duty assignment. Such employees shall be given a choice if more than one vacant assignment is available. When the number of unassigned full-time employees exceed the number of residual vacancies, duty assignments, the senior unassigned employee may elect to remain unassigned, provided that his unassigned regular marking. This election is not the only unassigned regular who can fill a higher level position without promotion, or is not the only unassigned regular qualified for a residual assignment. Now, all that said, if there's five jobs and there's five unassigned regulars, nobody can turn anything down. They're going to go in seniority order. The five unassigns will pick the five jobs. But let's say there's five unassigns and there's four jobs. The senior unassigned regular can say, I choose to stay an unassigned regular. So as long as there are more unassigned regulars than there are unassigned positions, the senior unassigned regular can choose to stay unassigned and not be forced to take a position. Now, here's where I have a bit of an issue with my union. Management has the right to shut down whatever it is they feel they need to shut down as far as installations, sections, operations. But as a union, I did not see the fight coming from the union to ensure that at the very least, those employees who did not bid were allowed to stay on the same tour so that they don't disrupt the quality of life they have outside of work, at least for a specific period of time. And I'm talking current events right now. Mail volume is light enough that management, with, again, some aggressive assistance from the union, would not have a problem with it. And don't tell me it can't be done. They don't tell me it can't be done. But it takes aggressive pro-action by your union. And let me tell you something. There are certain times, again, where the local president must be present. Because I got to tell you, to expect the branch president to understand the complications of Article 12 and moving people around, that's a lot to ask. And that's why I thought that's why you had the position of local president. But I got to tell you, not seeing him in the area during any of this transaction. And sometimes a present president can have a conversation with management that could stop a lot of grievances being filed. But you have to be present in order to do that. Now, while we're in Article 12, to the folks coming from Twin Rivers, understand that if you did not bid, you are considered an unassigned regular. An unassigned regular means management gave you an option to bid on residual bids by seniority. And if there were no residual bids, then they had the option to place you wherever. If you were placed in a bid that is contradictory to the bids you currently had, please see your union to see if a change can be made temporarily while you adjust to the inconvenience caused to your life by the Postal Service's decision to shut an operation down. To the mail handlers, the regular mail handlers, Career, Columbus, Ohio, don't think I was not going to dip into Article 12 and not have a word or two for the craft. I've searched high and I've searched low to find something that tells me that on a mail handler's non-scheduled day, they lose seniority. Well, And I know you think that's a figure of speech, but I've searched high and low, and there are a few instances where male handlers lose seniority. But I want to tell you something, folks. None of them are because you're on a change of schedule or you're working your non-scheduled day. To the 204Bs in Columbus, Ohio, and there are a host of them. Let me tell you, I'm probably one of the few union people that you're going to talk to that I have no problem with the 204B program. I have no problem with an employee looking to advance himself, herself in the Postal Service. I don't. I just think that you have to understand that the training is dismal. You're expected to perform miracles without being told what a miracle is. You're expected to do the impossible with no tools. And the only guidance you get is a Machiavelli-type leadership that frightens you more than excites you. So if you understand that, and you still desire to get on that path to postal management as a 204B, Article 12.3B12 addresses you also. Mail handlers temporary detail to a supervisory position, 204B or detailed as an ES position, you can't bid on vacant mail handler duty assignments while you're so detailed. You understand that? Now, what they do in Columbus is maybe you'll come down a day and you bid. Wrong answer. However, nothing contained herein shall be construed to preclude such temporary detail employees from voluntarily terminating a 204B or EES detail and returning to the position. But you have to understand, after you've been there for one continuous pay period, now you may bid on the job that's vacant. It's not a case of I'm coming down off higher level this weekend, I'm going to bend and I'm going to go back up on Monday. No, you must be down 2 weeks. I'm sorry. I hate it when people say 2 weeks. You must be down one continuous pay period. Now, something else I wanted to tell you, that if you are a 204B, the duty assignments of a full-time or part-time regular mail handler detailed to an EAS position or a supervisory position, including a supervisor training program, in excess of 120 consecutive days shall be declared vacant. Now, take this how you want to take this. There's a reason the National Postal Mail Handler put consecutive in there, because we're trying to protect bids. But if you are a 204B who just does the job once a month, twice a month, trust me and believe me when I tell you, you don't have to turn that down for one continuous pay period to protect your bid. It's not 120 days. It's 120 consecutive days. And just be aware of that. So if you're a mail handler that gets the opportunity to go on higher level 2 days a week, and again, understanding what they're asking of you, if that's still what you choose, then there's no reason for you to do what some people say is come off higher level for 2 weeks. It has to be 120 consecutive days. So in our conversation today, talking about Article 12, I want to say to you again, Article 12 is probably, well, not probably, the most complex article in your national agreement. And understanding it, there can be many interpretations of it. But all I'm saying to you, mail handlers, is if you are, your job's abolished and you now find yourself an unassigned regular, one of the first options that should be afforded to you is an opportunity to select a residual bid. Don't confuse a residual bid with a vacant bid. A residual has bid been posted, no successful bidder, and now it becomes residual. And it should be offered to the senior unassigned regular. Another word to the word of advice to the unassigned regulars. Because you are an unassigned regular, you are not a PTF, you are not an MHA. And I say that only in with respect to how the Postal Service moves you around at work. You have a schedule. Wherever you work that first 40 hours, that is your schedule. Your days off cannot be changed because needs of the service. You are just as every other career regular with a bid, but you don't have a bid. Does that make sense? Best way I could figure out to explain it. Again, no, you've got set start times that can't be changed. You've got set days off that can't be changed unless you bid or you find yourself in another abolished job and we go through that whole process again. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge. Understand and please take a little time and read your contract because I'm going to keep coming at you with contract, contract, contract because that is the only way we're going to send a message to postal management that we're going to hold you accountable to what you agreed to do in our national agreement. Hey, this is Kenny Hodge on the podcast. I will talk to you when I talk to you.
If you like information that I'm sharing with you and you'd like to hear more of it, hey, you know, send me some comments. Send me some of those stars on Facebook. Again, this is just me sharing union knowledge to anyone who will receive it. Kenny Hodge on the podcast.